If the local coffee shop awards you Employee of the Month and you don't work there, you've got a coffee problem.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A man went to his doctor and said, "Every time I drink my morning cup of coffee, I get a stabbing pain in my right eye." The doctor said, "Have you tried taking the spoon out of the cup?" Well, in case you don't know, today is International Coffee Day.
Yay!
Oh, wait. Give the audience some coffee. Now try.
Yay! Yay!
Wow. Well, coffee is not my cup of tea, but my sons drink enough to drown a camel. Research shows that a few cups of coffee per day can be good for you, but I know some who drink bathtubs of the stuff. If you're wondering whether or not you drink too much coffee, here's how to tell. If you can type 16,000 words a minute and all your kids are named Joe, you drink too much coffee. If you can jumpstart your car without cables, ski uphill, and pick up radio signals with your ears, you drink too much coffee. If your doctor says your blood type is caffeine, your nervous twitches register on the Richter scale, and you answer the door before people knock, then you have a coffee problem, my friend. Here in Canada, one of Starbucks' chief competitors is a coffee chain called Second Cup. In fact, a recent survey found that the average Canadian coffeeaholic prefers Second Cup over Starbucks and Tim Hortons. Recently, I shared a stage with a man named Frank O'Day. In his early 20s, Frank was already old and ravaged. Abused and neglected as a child, he fell in with the wrong crowd. At 13, Frank took his first sip of alcohol. At 18, he was guzzling it and sleeping on the streets of Toronto. He had lost everything but his thirst for alcohol. For 99 cents, he could buy a bottle of cheap wine. If he got an extra 50 cents, he could rent a lice-infested mattress in some flophouse. But Frank lived for that first 99 cents. He stood on street corners and begged. One day, he heard a radio ad touting a program that helped alcoholics. If he used a dime to call the program, he would be 10 cents short of that bottle of wine, but he made the right choice. Since that day, Frank hasn't had a drop of alcohol. He worked a few sales jobs before he and a business partner plunked down $1,000 in savings to buy a coffee kiosk in a shopping mall back in 1975. Frank and I were laughing backstage when he told me, you know, coffee was cheap, but we decided that if we charged enough, people would think it was worth it. And that spawned a $1 billion industry. Frank later sold Second Cup, which now has stores in 33 countries, and went on to launch other successful businesses and not-for-profit organizations like Street Kids International. In 2004, Frank received his nation's second highest honor, Officer of the Order of Canada, given to a man who had once slept on the street, panhandling for cheap booze. Each of us is wise to ask, what am I living for today? A bottle of wine is a poor bargain in exchange for your life. But then, so is a fancy car, or $1 billion. Jesus said in Matthew 16:26, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" We sell out too cheaply. We settle for earthly pleasures over that which brings lasting and eternal joy. If that's you today, would you do this? Ask God for help. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. It won't even cost you a dime to call Laugh Again and talk to us about it. Take the steps you need to find freedom that will last. Oh, a friend of mine insists he's not a coffeeaholic. "I don't have a problem with coffee," he says. "I have a problem without it." A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.